Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's October 25th, 2011. Sexual harassment can have uniquely damaging effects in the military, jeopardizing combat readiness and mission accomplishment by eroding unit cohesion. A group led by Brenda Farrell, a director in GAO's Defense Capabilities and Management Team, recently reviewed DOD's implementation and oversight of its sexual harassment policies. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Brenda to learn more.
How does DOD currently work to prevent and address reports of sexual harassment?
DOD has established several things. For example, they have established a department-wide definition of sexual harassment. That definition's about 9 lines long, or otherwise I would quote it, but it's important to understand sexual harassment is unlawful discrimination in the workplace that can negatively impact mission readiness or mission accomplishment by eroding interpersonal bonds and unit cohesiveness that is so key to the military. Then second, they have established standards for submitting claims or complaints of sexual harassment and how those will be addressed all the way through resolution. The policy also requires military commanders to periodically conduct organizational climate surveys, what's working, what's not working. And there is also a requirement for military service members to periodically have training on sexual harassment in terms of what is it and what do they do if they or someone they know is a victim.
Your team identified some areas where these processes could stand to be improved. Can you discuss some of the data you uncovered about the current state of sexual harassment in the military?
DOD data from 2010 shows that while the majority of service members believe their immediate supervisor makes reasonable and honest efforts to prevent sexual harassment, about 25% either feel they don't know or they don't believe that their immediate supervisors make such efforts. Further, about 41% of service members in the same survey of DODs felt that someone could get away with sexual harassment to some extent, even if it were reported. Also, we did our own non-generalizable surveys and found similar results.
Your report refers to DOD's visibility over the occurrence of sexual harassment. What does this term mean, and to what extent did you find that DOD has visibility?
We're talking about visibility over the complaint data. And we found that DOD has limited visibility over the complaint data for three reasons. First of all, the installations do not necessarily report up the complaint data to the service program offices. So you have incomplete data. Some are reporting it, some aren't. These services go about collecting the data differently. They have different data elements to collect it. So it's inconsistent. You can't gather and look at the data department-wide. And then also, some of the data is just not reported. Again, in our survey of 583 service members, about 84 stated in the survey that they had experienced sexual harassment in some form during the preceding year. But of the 84 service members who said they had experienced this harassment, only 4 reported it. Now, in some cases, they felt that the incident wasn't serious enough to report and they could handle it on their own. In other cases, they did not think that the matter would be taken seriously, so they didn't report it.
And what is GAO recommending in this report to help improve the implementation and oversight of DOD's sexual harassment efforts?
We have a number of recommendations, but I want to highlight one in particular about the leadership. I mentioned that early on, the policy requires the commanders to conduct organizational climate surveys. And there's other requirements specifically for commanders. And we have found in many cases these weren't being carried through and commanders were not being held accountable. So we recommended to DOD, and they concurred, to develop a strategy to hold commanders accountable, not just for those surveys, but for promoting, supporting, and enforcing the sexual harassment program as it is laid out in DOD policy.
To To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.